Why is this year different from last year, do you think?
It would have been nice to win that last one yesterday. Yeah. But, you know, if we can just, in the middle of the season, make sure we can just finish those games out and finish strong like we have been, we get into the playoffs. You know what happens when the Giants get into the playoffs. We're going to make some waves. So that's just, you know, obviously the goal is to get in the playoffs next year, and that's all I'm going to be thinking about this year during the offseason.
What do you think needs to be fixed, I guess, on the running game in particular?
I don't know. What were our stats this year?
It wasn't good. Did a lot of games under 100 yards in a game.
Yeah, I think you get behind in some games. That's why you got to stop running the ball. But I think we were able to run the ball in some games, too. I mean, we had some games where we ran the ball very well.
Right.
So, you know, just keep working technique. You know, we got to get movement in the run game. That's something that's going to be just to keep working on.
Do you think you guys need to have an identity instead of sort of power and zone and different things? Do you need to?
What do you mean? No, I think being multiple is good. I think it's good, and I think it's something that we were heading in the right direction this year. Wow, how many yards we had yesterday?
Under
100.
Which threw the ball
70 times. Yeah, I mean, you see the teams that are running the ball 50 times. Obviously, they're going to get the yardage. Mm-hmm. Dallas had 100 whatever yards, but they averaged 2.7 yards a rush. So, I think, you know, it's part of the offense that we're in. We're going to throw the ball, and obviously the run game helps that out, and we'll continue to do that.
I know you had a lot of goals heading into your second year. Personally, obviously, the team stuff with the record didn't work out the way you wanted to, but in terms of your progression as a player in your second year, did you meet a lot of the goals you had set for yourself before the season?
You know, I think that it was up and down year for me. I think I came in, I started the season off strong. You know, had some tough games, had an injury, and I think I'm better now than I was at any point during my rookie season. I think right now, heading into this offseason, I feel very good about where I'm heading and the player that I'm becoming. I think mentally I've gotten stronger. You know, my technique has gotten much better, and I think that's shown in the past four games. I've been much better, but I have a ways to go. Got to keep getting better, got to keep working, and that's something that I'm excited for this offseason to get back in there and work with guys and grow my game, and that's something that I'll definitely I'm going to get started, you know, sooner rather than later.
Where are you trying to grow your game? Where are you trying to get better?
Your technique. Technique is the biggest thing, and I think that's something that you can't ever get enough reps of zone footwork, power footwork, working your hands in the pass game, just everything. And I think I can do a better job of that, and I think that obviously hitting the weight room, making sure I don't have any injuries that set me back like they did this year.
Were you a lot more comfortable being at right tackle?
100%. I feel right now that I'm at this point in my career, I'm the best that I've been since I've put on a Giants uniform, and that's something that is exciting because I know the future is definitely bright, and I'm looking forward to getting back out there with these guys, and obviously making the playoffs next year is the number one goal.